This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blaze tore through a Bangladesh factory, killing at least 52 people trapped by flames that forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors, emergency services said on Friday. About 30 people were injured in the fire, and hundreds of distraught relatives and other workers waited anxiously outside the food factory as it continued to rage. The inferno was the latest to tarnish Bangladesh's safety record, marred by a series of disasters in industrial complexes and apartment buildings. The country has pledged reform since the disaster in 2013, when a nine-story complex collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. But critics say safety standards are still lax. The Taliban claimed Friday to be in control of 85% of Afghanistan, including a key border crossing with Iran, following a sweeping offensive launched as U.S. troops pull out of the war-torn nation. Hours after U.S. President Joe Biden issued a staunch defense of the American withdrawal, the Taliban said fighters had seized the border town, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. In Moscow, a visiting delegation of Taliban officials said they controlled about 250 of Afghanistan's 398 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away from a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears, the day after a, quote, heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will lead Sunday's prayer from the Rome hospital where he is recovering from colon surgery, the Vatican said Friday. A spokesman says it will be recited from the 10th floor of the hospital where he is staying, adding the 84-year-old pontiff is continuing to improve following last Sunday's operation. The Vatican had announced Monday Francis was expected to stay in the hospital for around 7 days. Francis is in the same suite on the 10th floor of the hospital used by Pope John Paul II, who also led prayer from there in 1992, before coming to the window to wave to the faithful gathered outside. It's not clear whether Francis will lead the prayer from his hospital window or live stream from inside the suite. It's normally delivered from the window overlooking St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Pharmacies began an open-ended strike in Lebanon on Friday amid severe medicine shortages. Most pharmacies were closed around Lebanon as the crisis deepens, with most people unable to find their medicines. One of the main reasons for the strike is that the central bank has been delaying payments for some medicine at the official price of the U.S. dollar, that stands at about $1,500, while the black market price is $19,000. Lebanon is passing through its worst economic and financial crisis in its modern history, caused by decades of corruption and mismanagement by the political class that has ruled the small nation of 6 million since the 15-year civil war ended in 1990. Local banks have imposed informal capital control since the crisis began in October 2019. In March 2020, Lebanon defaulted on paying back its debt for the first time in its history, and the local currency has lost more than 85% of its value. The World Bank said last month that Lebanon's severe economic and financial crisis is likely to rank as one of the worst in the world in more than 150 years. South Sudan's president pledged Friday he would not return the country to war in a speech marking 10 troubled years of independence. The world's newest nation declared independence from Sudan on July 9, 2011. Just 2 years later, it was plunged into a devastating civil war that claimed almost 400,000 lives and displaced 4 million people. Despite a 2018 ceasefire, the country remains in the grip of political instability, economic ruin, and a deep hunger crisis. The president says the priority of the transitional government of national unity was full implementation of a power-sharing accord, quote, with a focus on the security sector and economic reforms in the oil-rich country. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.